Sometimes connecting by internet just isn't enough, especially when doing business. Many of the global aviation industry have flown to the outskirts of the French capital this week to attend the Paris Air Show. The global recession has cast a pall over the event. But for those in the business of launching communication satellites, the show has lost none of its glitter. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Inside the Ariane Space Chalet, industry executives and dealmakers dine on foie gras and sip Sancerre wine while a Rafale jet screams overhead. The noontime flyover is still the highlight du jour at the Paris Air Show. Flying may have lost some of its luster, but there's no talk of doom and gloom among executives in the satellite launching business, even if they can't send up any noontime rockets for entertainment.
No, we don't want to launch. We don't want to launch over Paris. We launch from French Guiana, where it's not as populated, and we can launch out over the ocean. And we won't hurt anybody.
That's Clay Morey, president of the U.S. subsidiary of Arianespace, the world's largest commercial satellite launcher. Morey says the economic crisis hasn't affected the business because cell phones and television are among the last things people want to give up.
Cell phones, as well as television viewing, tends to be the thing that people still want to spend their money on. They want to keep their communications networks. And maybe they don't go out to the movies as much, or maybe they don't go out for dinner as much, but they'll still go home and watch television.
High definition and satellite television are big business, and global operators continue to invest billions to launch new commercial satellites. There are around 300 communications satellites circling the Earth some 22,000 miles up, and Arianespace has launched half of them. The European consortium based in Paris has powered past Space King's Boeing and Lockheed Martin to become the dominant commercial force for placing spacecraft into orbit. The company's closest competitor is ILS, which is headquartered in McLean, Virginia, but is majority owned by a Russian company. So while the atmosphere here on Le Bourget airfield may seem festive to the casual spectator, there's an undercurrent of Cold War-era spy intrigue. To guard against industrial espionage, Morey says he and his team communicate with encrypted email.
We're talking about high-value contracts worth tens of millions of dollars. So there's a certain level of caution that's always in place about the types of discussions you might have in an environment where you've got the whole world here doing business.
Six, cinq, quatre, trois, deux, un.
A video inside the Arianespace Chalet shows the company's Ariane 5 rocket blasting off with its payload in Kourou, French Guiana. In a room next door, Arianespace's CEO, Jean-Yves Le Gall, is signing another multi-million dollar contract.
We have a very nice product, which is perfectly fitted to the market's needs. We have a tremendous technical success with 30 successful launches in a row and many contracts. So our business is going well.
Business continues to go well for most of the players in this industry, despite the worldwide economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley at the Paris Air Show.